I tell the students in the very first class that I'm going to try and wait, and I explain the reason for that. The people process at different speeds, and if you calm the very first person, people who process a bit more slowly will then will feel no need to process because they're never going to get called on. So I explain this, or I ask a student what it means, and typically there's at least half the students in the class from their, almost all of them have been teachers, and so they know it. And then I say, this is hard for me. One other thing that we do that actually plays something of a role that gives quiet people who are well prepared a chance is in addition to the 6 to 10 questions on the reading they're asked to prepare answers to, there's also a question posted on the discussion thread that I post. And that typically is a much more question to extend the basic ideas in the article, these are mostly journal articles, to a different setting. Now there you get very varied responses. And the students don't have to do all those because they have to do, I think, 7 out of 12 they have to do. And I ask a teaching fellow, they have to have them done by the 6 o'clock the evening before class. And then we rotate the obligation, but a teaching fellow then goes through the 60 or 70 responses, all of which are quite short, and picks out 4 or 5 that are particularly interesting. And then cuts and pastes those into a document and sends them to me. So that's a way to get quiet people to have a chance to participate on turf where they're more comfortable because this is their response that they provided.